Time for World Sport from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, the latest from Chelsea after interim manager Rafael Benitez criticises the fans and the board. We hear from David Beckham after his first start in France, and Tiger Woods defends the current world number one golfer, Rory McIlroy. But first, the Chelsea interim manager Rafael Benitez is taking training at Cobham today ahead of the weekend's match against West Brom in the English Premier League. As it stands, the BBC has learnt it's business as usual at the club, despite Benitez's criticism of the Chelsea hierarchy and the supporters after the 2-0 victory over Middlesbrough in the FA Cup fifth round. This is what Rafael Benitez had to say in his post-match BBC radio interview.
They put me the title of interim manager. It's a massive mistake. I am the manager and I will manage the team and until the end, every single minute. If they want to carry on wasting time with these things because they have an agenda, they have to take responsibility if something is wrong. It's not just, oh, we'll blame this one or we'll blame the other one. What they have to do is to support the team and then everyone has to stick together and we can achieve what we want to achieve. That is the Champions League. Simple. If not, the next year they can carry on singing but will be in the Europa League. So they have to realise that they are not making any favour to the rest of the fans and also to the players.
Well, the former Chelsea defender Nigel Spackman says Benitez should not have taken the job if he wasn't happy with the title of interim manager.
When you're offered the job, as Rafa was at Chelsea, you know, you're at your strongest point then, so you wouldn't take the job or say, well, I want to be manager properly rather than interim or caretaker or anything else. So it's on his terms. So if he's saying it's lost in translation, then it's a big mistake. The pressure that Rafa Benitez has been under since the first day he set foot at Stamford Bridge, I think it's just come to a boiling point, and he's let it out last night. I've been to some of the games. I've seen some of the press reports. I think it's been very venomous on him, over the top in some cases. But Rafa knew what was going to happen when he took the job in the first place.
If Benitez does leave Chelsea before the weekend, the club will need a new head coach until the end of the season. A former manager of the club, John Hollins, feels they could return to a former caretaker boss, Avram Grant.
I would think they'd take a very quick decision on it. I've seen Avram Grant at quite a few of the matches. There's another interim manager that could just step in and take it through to the end of the season. Criticising your own board supporters, I think that is a mistake. And I don't think he will last very long.
So what do the Chelsea fans make of what Benitez had to say? David Johnston is the editor of the Chelsea fanzine, CFC UK. He believes he was wrong to criticise them.
Many of us don't think that Benitez has been picking the right team. And, you know, the supporters aren't highly played Premiership or Premier League professional footballers. It's, we pay our money to go and watch Chelsea. It's our choice to go and support Chelsea. There's a few thousand of us made the trip up to Middlesbrough last night. You know, day off work, the next day off work to get there. The supporters are entitled to their opinion. And, you know, Benitez has made a massive mistake upsetting Mr. Abramovich. You know, Chelsea wouldn't be where they are today if it wasn't for him.
Staying in the English Premier League, Sunderland have announced a partnership with the Nelson Mandela Foundation. It's the first club in the world to arrange this kind of tie-up, so how have they pulled it off as opposed to one of the bigger names in the game managing it? Here's Mike Farnan, Sunderland's marketing director.
When we approached the Mandela programme, they actually came over, saw the foundation at work, were absolutely intrigued that, you know, what we were doing, we were contributing to the community by providing very needed programmes that we placed. They saw synergies with what they were trying to do in Africa. And yes, they have been approached by the Manchester United, the Real Madrid, the Barcelonas, but they felt we were quite humble in our approach. We are not looking for anything out of this. All we're doing is making sure that we're trying to raise money to make sure that the Mandela Legacy program continues for many, many years to come.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored twice against Marseille to help Paris Saint-Germain qualify for the French Cup last eight with a 2-0 home victory. It was a significant match because David Beckham made his first start for the club. He played 86 minutes. The PSG manager, Carlo Ancelotti, praised the midfielder for a very good performance. Beckham himself was asked whether his January signing was more about boosting shirt sales rather than making an impact on the pitch.
If I can sell jerseys for the club, then great. But for me, it's more important to play on the field and enjoy myself. And I've sold jerseys at most of the clubs that I've been at, so nothing's changed.
The commission appointed by the Scottish Premier League to investigate alleged undisclosed payments by Rangers Football Club will not strip them of any titles. A panel of legal experts were investigating allegations that payments to former players were not registered properly with the football authorities. Rangers Old Co, as they've become known, have been fined £250,000, that's $380,000. The BBC's Chris McLaughlin reports.
The three-man panel led by Lord Nimmo Smith sat for 3 days last month and have been deliberating since. The news, though, is no title stripping. Nothing official yet. That is due at noon. We will then know of any verdict and, if guilty, any further punishments. It'll be a relief for the club, though, and its fans who always said they'd fight any attempt to have titles taken away. Will it put the whole saga to bed? Well, unlikely given how this has played out until now.
The Lebanon coach Theo Bucker says he's broken and unsure if he will continue in the job with the World Cup hopefuls after 24 players were punished for allegedly fixing international and club matches. The Lebanese Football Federation handed out various penalties, including life bans for defender Ramez Dayoub and forward Mahmoud El Ali on Tuesday, with the Asian Football Confederation's disciplinary committee also investigating. In golf, the former world number one, Tiger Woods, has defended the current holder of that position, Rory McIlroy. The anticipated rivalry between the two players has so far failed to materialise. In Abu Dhabi last month, they both missed the cut. The next time they played in the same tournament was last week's Match Play Championship. Both were eliminated in the first round. But world number two Woods went from there to Torrey Pines, where he captured his 75th career win on the PGA Tour. That perhaps increases the pressure on McIlroy when he tees off at the Honda Classic on Thursday in Florida. Defending champion McIlroy has also had current and former players querying whether a change of clubs, coming as a result of his sponsorship deal with Nike, is having a negative impact on his game. But Woods is not among those critics.
I think Rory's doing a fantastic job. And as far as, you know, in my career, it happened very quickly. I turned pro in August, and I think by, what, Augusta, somewhere in there, not too long after that, I think, I became number one. So it was a bit quick. Just came out of college, and next thing you know, I'm number one player in the world. So it was a little bit faster than what Rory has had. And, you know, he's had time to adapt and to grow into it, and I think he's done a fantastic job of it.
We're now just 2 weeks away from the start of the new Formula One season, which will open with the Melbourne Grand Prix. Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel will be seeking his fourth Drivers' Championship in a row. But what are Lewis Hamilton's chances of regaining the world title with his new team, Mercedes? His now former teammate, Jenson Button, remains at McLaren. Button, also a former world champion, has told the BBC he's not sure whether Hamilton is more or less of a threat now they're going to be racing for different teams.
Did we give each other space when we were teammates? I don't think anything's going to change on the circuit. I know that he's an unbelievably quick driver. If they have a good car, he will get the most out of it in qualifying and probably in the race as well. So he's going to be a tough competitor. But whether it's better him being a teammate or being a competitor from another team, I don't really know.
And Adrian Sutil has sealed his Formula One comeback after Force India announced they'd handed the 30-year-old German a second chance as teammate to Britain's Paul de Rester this season. The Silverstone-based team said they'd re-sign the driver dropped at the end of 2011 to make way for compatriot Nico Hülkenberg, who's since moved on to Sauber. More on all of those stories on our website, bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest World Sport.